So I hope that you're getting the hang of how I'm presenting these journeys. Before we go into our solar plexus third chakra journey, I would love for you to download the handout with chakra basics and find the list of gemstones and essential oils and color, sound notes, all kinds of things that will enhance your experience of connecting in with this part of your body. And you will find that there will also be intuitive allies that come to you that aren't on this list, because this is just like one tiny little sheet of paper when I could go on and on about every single energy center forever. So what I'd like for you to do is find a flower essence or an essential oil or a stone that speaks to you when you're ready to connect with the particular chakra journey that you're going to do. I want it to be a sacred, safe space, like a portal where you can activate your relationship with this particular energy center, because each of these centers are alive, aware, and responsive. So these journeys are like having a date with that particular chakra and placing you into that portal, into that particular vortex of energy, so that you can connect in and get messages about what that center, what that part of your body would like, what kind of support it needs. Because that's the whole point. Every time I connect in with a chakra in my own body or with a chakra of a client, I am asking, how can I support you? What do you need? And then we have to listen. So this is your listening time. And this is also honor, celebration, and ritual time for each part of your body. So I really hope that you enjoy it and have fun with it. We're going into the third chakra, the solar plexus. How we move in the world. How we use our power, our will. How we metabolize energy. As you breathe with me, just do some spinal stretching, like cat-cow, where you're gonna like stretch your belly out, arch your back. Oh, and then contract it, bring it in. We're working with will, identity, career, confidence, role-playing, digestion, metabolism, humor. Humor, that's a really good one at the solar plexus. The solar plexus is the light that emanates and shines out of you, and how you move through the world, how you present yourself. So just try to isolate that upper rib cage diaphragm area now. Maybe do some circles, moving that area around of your mid back and your upper belly. We're going to go in through this beautiful gateway of the third chakra, where we have 10 inner vortices and functions. So those are all like their own little energy portals inside this gorgeous vortex, like a flower that blooms out of our upper belly diaphragm area. And it blooms out of our mid-back, like right around where the kidneys and the adrenals, liver, spleen, pancreas, gallbladder, stomach, intestines, colon. Let's look around as we take our consciousness inside the chakra like it's a doorway that we can walk through. Let's look around like medical intuitives at what is going on with all these vital organs. There's so much happening, so much work being done constantly. Our body is so intelligent. And so we just want to honor all of these organs and take time to love them, love on our intestines and the parts of us that get no credit, but do so much all the time. This is an area that also controls how we think about ourselves, much different than the sacral area, which is all about how we feel about ourselves. The third chakra, it has a lot to do with our presentation to the world, how we project ourselves and how we manifest personal power. It even has a lot to do here with how we assimilate ideas, not just food, but logical thinking, forming opinions and attitudes about ourself and our life. How do you move in the world? Your solar plexus governs that. And you might want to take an essential oil like rosemary, orange, lemon, grapefruit, and anoint this area, front and back. At this time, you might want to lie down and place a citrine or topaz, amber or pyrite for manifestation. You might want to place one of those stones on this area. And you might want to charge this area with sound. Our solar plexus has so many functions that are dedicated to dealing with other people and dealing with all of our interactions in the world, whereas our sacred area, the sacral chakra, our sexual area is more for intimate partnership. So we only invite down there in the low belly, in the pelvic bowl. Only lovers have access to that area because that's where our power lives. So we're literally sharing our power source with a loved one. So that area is not for the masses, whereas our solar plexus gets a whole lot of work dealing with other people and our jobs and our families. And sometimes we need to release through sound. And if you hear people go, when they're so stressed out and frustrated by people, well, they've just done some chakra work, some energy healing. So go ahead and have a nice release for your solar plexus now, whatever wants to come. If you can't think of a sound to make, a good release sound for the solar plexus is like you're trying to think of what you're going to say next. And then just let it roll. Let whatever energy that needs to be released from all the interactions that you've been having, let it come. There's many different sounds that you can make for the solar plexus, because this is where we balance out the usage of our will and trust. So there's a lot happening in this area all the time. And I hope that you make circles with your rib cage, possibly take a flower essence that's supportive for the solar plexus. Take your hand and place it on this upper belly, realizing this is where we form our opinions about ourselves. This is where we decide what kind of roles we're going to play in life. I find this area to be very jewel-like when I look at a healthy third chakra solar plexus. So look for the jewel within you. And as you dance and move or work with your oils and your stones now, think about how you want to present yourself in the world and let that light, let it shine out of this area of your body. We call in healing for all of our internal organs. Enjoy the fire within. We metabolize our food well, and we metabolize ideas and assimilate thoughts in a healthy way.